It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Selena Gomez was asked why she used to go to Hooters so much when she was younger.
Initially, it was because my dad wanted to hit on hot girls. But then I enjoy the fried pickles, the shrimp, the butter.
Yeah, it's good.
I remember being like 18, like, oh my God, these girls have got boobs. And I kind of feel like a weirdo going to Hooters. But I remember being like a young guy, like I thought it was the coolest thing ever to go to one.
Yeah, I don't really feel like I ever hear about people going there anymore.
Their wings, though, seriously, you're going to laugh at me. I think they're good. They don't have bad
wings.
They're
all right. She also talked about whether or not she's done with her new album, finally.
I'm actually done. I'm just relieved. It took me 4 years now to even feel at a good place with this album. And it's just because I had such huge moments that happened in my life personally that how was I going to capture that and how was I going to actually feel good about what I was saying? So I kept going and I'm relieved.
Comedian and former host of The Daily Show, Jon Stewart, became angry as he spoke at yesterday's congressional hearing on a bill to ensure that the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund can pay benefits for the next 70 years. He was speaking to rows of empty chairs where lawmakers should have been sitting. Stewart, a longtime activist for 9/11 responders, did not hold back, at times breaking down in tears or shouting as he accused lawmakers of indifference and of ignoring responders who have been diagnosed with cancer and respiratory diseases in the wake of the attacks.
As I sit here today, I can't help but think what an incredible metaphor this room is for the entire process that getting health care and benefits for 9/11 first responders has come to. Behind me, a filled room of 9/11 first responders, and in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one. Shameful.
That really gets me upset.
He then said they responded to the 9/11 attacks in 5 seconds. They did their jobs with courage, grace, tenacity, humility, and 18 years later, do yours. After he spoke, he was given a standing ovation by the audience. Keanu Reeves is being praised on social media for how he takes photos with his female fans. Photographs are being shared online of the 54-year-old Reeves standing and posing with female fans and his various female co-stars, never touching any of the women in the pics. So one fan wrote, LOL, Keanu isn't taking any chances. And then someone else said, it's not about taking chances. It's about being considerate and respectful, qualities that Keanu carries in spades. Meanwhile, critics online are saying that they believe Reeves isn't placing his hands on the women in order to avoid accusations of inappropriate behavior. One person said, he's being smart, better safe than sorry.
It's kind of like his hands, like the Matrix, just like, not today.
Right.
I'm going to avoid that backside.
And Rami Malek says that he almost reprised his role as Freddie Mercury in the Elton John movie Rocket Man. Director Dexter Fletcher, who worked on Bohemian Rhapsody, spoke of his idea for a crossover, saying, there was an idea I had at one point where Elton's in a restaurant with his mom, and I thought that John and Mercury's manager and Freddie could be at another table and they wave at each other. Fletcher said, while it would have been amazing, it just wasn't able to happen.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.